It is time for sports right now. Time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
So I drove in an inch of snow this morning. Heavy wet.
Better you than me.
It's unbelievable. Just too early for me. But anyway, I tried staying up last night because I hate Philip. I don't like Philip Rivers that much. I tried to stay up. I couldn't even make it through the first 2.5 minutes. But I woke up this morning and I see that
he didn't fail you. Did he throw
three more interceptions?
Four picks.
He had three last week.
Four. Yeah, 7 in 2 weeks. Four picks he threw. So our determining factor didn't let us down last night.
I guess not. Wow, four and
you know, they're saying he's getting old, and I see no difference in the way he's played his entire career.
That's right. When he's been surrounded with great receivers and stuff like that, they've scored a lot of points, but they can't win big games. And he, to me, is the most inconsistent of the quarterbacks.
If you watch his interceptions, all four of them were thrown into no man's land. At best, they were double covered.
It's like he gets mad at the receivers. Also,
yeah, oh yeah, that's why I can't stand the guy. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never his. Well, when you're throwing it double and triple coverage, and the wrong jersey comes down with the ball, that's pretty much your fault.
All right. Well,
it was a close game.
All right, well,
it was a 24-17 game. So if he throws two picks, they might win the game. But like we said, who's Kansas City playing? San Diego. Who's the quarterback? Rivers. I'll take Kansas City.
All right. Hey, the NFL's got some flex schedule changes coming up this weekend.
Thank God.
The AF West game between the Oakland Raiders and Kansas City Chiefs was bumped back to 4:25 on CBS, and the Cleveland Browns game against Pittsburgh will start at 1:00 on CBS.
I was looking at the schedule Sunday morning when I went to breakfast. I was looking at the next week's schedule. There's only, I think, 2 4:00 games this week.
There's the 4:00 games that I see, I'm well past that. I'm talking about week 13. This isn't week 13, is it?
No, this is week 12.
This is week 12.
Tennessee plays Jacksonville, and Dallas plays New England at 4. The 49ers and Green Bay play at 8, and all the other games are at 1 o'clock. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 1 o'clock games. 2 4 o'clocks and 1 8 o'clock.
All right. I'm looking at the schedule right now, yeah.
2 4 o'clock games.
Wow.
What are people going to do? I guess most of the country's watching Dallas and New England, huh?
I would guess so.
It's better than Jacksonville, Tennessee. I might have to watch tennis if Jacksonville, Tennessee was the only game on and I was a football fan.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny. I peeked ahead to week 13.
Because the Raiders played the Jets this week.
The Giants at 2-8 are at Chicago this Sunday. Next week, they got Green Bay at home.
That Chicago Giant game, that's going to be a stinker of a game, boy.
They have the possibility of going 2-10. Okay. I'm crying. If they don't get rid of this coach, I don't know.
Win the first game of the year?
No, they were 0-2.
They were 0-2, but then they went 2-1 or something, didn't
they?
Well,
they were 0-2, then they went 2-2. When they played teams they should beat, and then when they played teams that they shouldn't beat, they lost, and then they lost to the Jets, which they should have won. And so it's a maybe they're racing Cincinnati for the number one pick.
They can't catch them.
I know. No, because I don't think
you can't get rid of losses
I don't think Cincinnati's going to win more than two games anyways. That's right.
They stink. They're terrible. And you know, they've been bad for so long too. Like, you talk about Cleveland being bad for so long, the Bengals are giving them a run for the money.
Yeah. And remember when they had the other coach who always, they didn't always win any titles or anything, but he always had them above 500. Always.
Oh, the Bengals?
Yeah.
They always win a few games and almost make the playoffs every year.
Yeah. He had them win, but now that he's gone, and
There's a lot of bad coaches in football. A lot.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
You can go right down the list. There's a lot of bad coaches in football.
I tell you, what?
I'm glad I'm not a football fan.
It's the NFL. All right. Anything else before we say adios this morning?
Yeah, the Knicks won last night.
I saw early in the evening they had a huge lead.
Yeah, they held on, and they won, and the Nets got beat. The Nets got thumped.
Wow, so the Knicks actually won.
Yeah, it's time for a ticker tape parade, isn't it?
Pretty close.
All you have to do is win a game for the Knicks, and you get a parade.
We'll get a ticker tape parade when the Knicks reach double-digit wins. That's the first ticker tape parade.
It might be warm by then.
I know.
Same old story. What a bunch of bums.
Oh, it's terrible. It is a doldrum of sports in New York right now.
Yep. The Devils play the Bruins tonight. That should be a shellacking. And then tomorrow, the Rangers play Washington.
Oh.
It just gets deep. And it's not snowing yet. Wait till it snows. It's even going to be worse. Well, the Islanders, they don't play till Thursday. They play Pittsburgh, see if they can keep things going. So at least there's one good thing going on. And it's like we keep saying. It's the Islanders play in Brooklyn. They're going to go back to Long Island. But it's funny how they're not considered a New York team.
Yeah.
Well, you don't hear anything about them.
Yeah.
If this was the Rangers, oh, my God, it'd be the lead story for every news station in New York.
Yep.
But the Islanders, they're the stepchildren. They might even be lower than the Devils. It's unbelievable.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
Yeah. Well,
it's New York sports media coverage. There you go.
They're biased about everything. It's unbelievable. When they pick a darling, it's the darling no matter what. When there's somebody they don't like, no matter what, they don't like them. Right. And the Islanders are one of those. They don't like the Islanders. I don't know what they ever did to anyone.
All right.
Maybe because they won so many championships and the Ranger fans. Maybe most of the media are Ranger fans, and they just can't take it.